Okay, today's daf is Lamed Zayin Amud is Lamed Ches above Metzida. We're on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis to six lines in the bottom from Tzricha. Today's shiur is sponsored by by Brachy and Kenny Norsberg, the Zefer Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas, Neshamah Shav and Aliyah. Okay, the mission that brought down the mission before we talked about brought down two cases. So now we're talking. Mara says, "V'cheshne kalim echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elav zuz." You have two kalim, one's worth a mana, one's worth $100, one's worth $1,000, and the shomer doesn't know who belongs to. So we say that if each one gets 100, then the rest is munach. So the Mara asks, "Tzricha, why do we need this extra case?" Apparently, we seem to be being returning to the same thing that we said before about shnayim shefkidu zemanu zemasayim. So why do we need to say the case both by cash and by kalim? So the iyash me'inan, if the Tanakh is written the case, hachkamaisa at the time, that had dealt by a pikadon of money and masayim, and only in that case, the guy doesn't know who gave him 100, who gave him 200. So by he, we would have thought that maybe in that case, by the money and the masayim case, ka'ami rabbanon, that the rabbanon say that you give a money to this one, and a money to this one, and the third 100 would be munach, mishnah lekap seida. Because there's no hefsed. Each one gets two full $100 bills. And the other full 100 is left aside. There's no pseida whatsoever. Aval b'ha, when it comes to the case of the two kalim, ikah pseida gadol. There's a big pseida. According to Rashi, says what you have to do is you have to break the kli, right? You have to break. According to him, you have to, in order to get the smaller amount and the larger amount out of the larger amount, you have to break the kli, or you have to sell the kli, whatever it is, you have to get rid of the kli. So you have to break it, and therefore you mimatsi the bala kli gadol, because now you're breaking the kli. It's no longer a full unit. So Amos, maybe in that case, modulate, maybe the Rabbanan modulate to Rabbi Yossi, then in that case the entire thing should be munach, because you don't want to be mafsid the kli. And if you do the other way around, if you just had the second case with the kalim, maybe you say, baha ka'ama Rabbi Yossi. Maybe over here is where Rabbi Yossi says that I'll call you a munach achivo yelahu, because there's a hefsid by breaking the big kli. Ela bahach, but by the pikadon of ma'os, modul rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Yosef be modul rabbanon. Then you give this one a mana, that one a mana. The mana shlishi is munach achivolio. So tzricha. Therefore tzricha. The Gemara asks right away. Wait a second. The hot time of Rabbi Yosef, mishum hefsed ramayu. The reason of Rabbi Yosef had nothing to do with breaking the kli or not breaking the kli. He was just worried about hefsed ramay. He doesn't want the ramay to be losing something. So it doesn't make a difference whether you have to. You never would have had a havamim to say it makes a difference with this hefsed or not hefsed. As long as the ramay is losing, that's what you have to do. You have to be konis de ramai. So there's no reason to be mechalik between the kli and the mos. The Gemara basically says ein lachanam. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no need to have both cases. Both cases are the same din according to Rabbi Yossi. You have the extra stuff is munachachi yavolio, because you want to make sure that because it has same ramai. So elat harvayel rabbanon itzrich. The reason why we have to have both cases is because of the rabbanon. In other words, the reason why the Mishnah had to write the din when it came to Mos and the Kalim, it's not according to Rabbi Yossi. It's only according to Rabbanan, because if it had written just the din by Mos, we wouldn't have known the din of Rabbanan by Kalim, because there's a hesed in breaking it. So therefore, so how come you didn't write the case of Kalim, right? Basically, the flow of the Gemara is, how come you didn't write the case of Kalim, and we would have learned out the Mos, because if by Kalim there's a hesed, that you still have to split it. So obviously by most, my answer is lo zu af zukatani. That's the derech of the Mishnah, to write one din, and afterwards a second din, it's mechudish, that's more mechudish. Lo zu af zukatani. Okay, but basically, according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no reason to have both halachas in the Mishnah. It's the same issue. Rabbanan, it's lo zu af zukatani. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about cases where You're a nifkad. You're watching the items for the mafkid, and they're peros, and the peros are rotting away. They're losing value. What are you supposed to do? So the question is, why is there any difference? We had a mission, I think it was on Chav Hei, that talks about Shomer Aveda. He also has to, he could sell it, he can do all these things with it. So Rashash asked the question, he points out there's differences whether you're Shomer Aveda or just a Shomer. Apparently with Shomer Aveda you have more chiyuvim. You have to make sure to protect the item more. But here, the Mishnah says, Hamafkid peros etzel chavero, if someone's mafkid peros, actual fruits, by his friend, afilu hein avudin, even if they're getting lost. Rashi says, what's hein avudin? Alitei achvarim or rikuvin. They're being eaten by mice, or they're rotting away. So they're losing value. So Tanakhama says, lo yigabahen. You can't touch them. You can't sell them. You can't do anything with them. You leave them the way they are until the mafkid comes and takes them back. And I wonder if you have to tell the mafkid, that they're riding. I don't know. So, but that's the Tana Kama. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Mochram bifnei beis din. No, what you do is you go to beis din. You sell them in front of beis din, so everyone sees it's a good sale. You're not trying to rip it off and sell them for at a cheap price, whatever it is. You sell them at beis din. Mipnei shehu kemeshiv aveda labailim, because he's like a meshiv aveda. Basically, it's very similar to the case that we had in Laman Aleph. We saw the water running down to the field, about to ruin the field. You have to save the field. So to here, you see that the mice or the rot is taking away the peros. You're considered a major of Ela Bailam, and you have to save it. So we'll get to it in the Mishnah, or maybe soon. We'll say it now. So big sugya starts with the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim writes in Hilchos Shomrim Siman Laman Aleph, what is the din if the guy does not sell it, according to Rav Shimon? What happens if he doesn't sell it? Is he chayev? Right? Is he chayev? So, Machane Ephraim, Eben Ezel, all the Alad Rishon, they make a chakira. What is the gedder that the nifka's mechui? What is the reason why the nifka has to sell the fruits? Is it because, he says, Ha'im chiyuv zeh noveya me dine shmir shalo? He's a shomer. And as a shomer, since you have a din of a shomer is not only to watch that it gets that nothing happens to it from the outside, you have to watch also that nothing internally happens to it. It's part of your din shmira, right? You have to do whatever you can in order to make sure that the mafia doesn't lose what he deposited by you. Or you say no, shmira is just to make sure nothing happens to it. But this, you're watching it here; it's locked away. Nothing can happen to it from outside. It's completely being watched. Internally, it's being ruined. That's not a din shmira. But over here, your mom is kamesha veveda. You're seeing the item being lost. Read the Machane Ephraim says, Mr. Pakti, have a suffix. Kol makom shomer chachamim, the mafki etz chavei overah shehin avud yamochra veisa mipnei shu kamesha veveda im avar nifka velo machran. He doesn't sell them. Ben iskalkulu, I chayiv hanifka v'shlumei. Does he have to pay? Me Amrina and Kavan the Hefset Zay Asa Mimela. Since the Hefset is coming Mimela, Belishum Pshias and Nifka and Harehu Potter. There's no Pshi over here. He didn't do anything wrong. So he's Potter. Because he was only Mikavel himself to Shmira. Right? Or do we say, O dear Mozilli Idach Yisav, and name of the Kavan, the Kiva Lea Nifka and Shmira. Or maybe say, the Shmira has to. Right, so therefore he doesn't have to. First month number says doesn't have to because it's meishiv aveda, and therefore he wouldn't have to pay, right? But if it's a chiyuv shmira, meishiv aveda would mean you don't have to pay if you don't do it because what is it? What is meishiv aveda? You have a mitzvah to be meishiv aveda. If you don't, avada you are mevatel the mitzvah. But you don't, there's no chiyuv mamoni over here. But if you say it's part of the shmira and you don't do it, then it's a chiyuv mamoni. You have to return it. So the Machane Ephraim says that he quotes from a Tosfos on Daf Lamed that seems to indicate that it is a chiyuv shmira. The Meiri says. He says, "Ra'ilon lemachrim beizdin, ratzlom rishus beizdin, umitzvakach el she'im lo asa. If he didn't sell it, no nischayev. He's not chayev at all. Shekol she'peiros ha'pikadon miyuchedes b'makom omer lo reish lofanecha. Because you can just say reish lofanecha. That's the din. But the Meiri seems to say it's a mitzvah of shavas aveda. Toso seems to be according to Machane Ephraim. Toso indicating that it's a mitzvah of shmira, and therefore you would have a chiyuv mamoni. So this has." This happens to have a major nafkamina lehalacha lemaisa by Pesach. Okay, what's the difference with Pesach? You're watching somebody else's fruit and it's rotting away. Someone else's chametz and it's rotting away. It's the third hour. It's the fourth hour. Now it's the fifth hour. You're supposed to do. So Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tafmer Gimel Sif Beis, right? Yisrael Shahayi Biyado Chametzo Shayisrael Asher Acher Pikadon. Yakdenu Akshar Chamishis, wait till the fifth hour, because that's when it becomes Asr. The Yimlo Ba Balav, and the owner doesn't come, Yim Karenu Le'enu Yehudi. You have to sell it to a non-Jew. The Yimlo Macharo, and if he didn't sell it, Chayiv Levaro Bezmani Isuro. You have to burn it, because you want to make sure that the owner is not over and by Rabbi Yimatse. So the Magen Avraham brings down, and the quote from the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Das Magen Avraham, Dim Haibe Epsil Lumachro, if he could have sold it, and he was lazy, he didn't sell it. Now he has to destroy it. He has to pay for it. Why? Because he's a shomer. He's allowing it to get ruined. But he says because the pshiyahu, it's a pshia. The habi leila machra kodos mani suro. The Mishnah brings down that a lot of achronim argue. The Chok Yaakov is mechalik beinim shom rechinu shom asachar. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Rov Achronim, he quotes the Eben Ozer, Mati Yehuda, Yaliyos, the Gros, the Beis Meir, Eliyahu Rabba. They argue and they say no. They say that whether or not it's shom rechinim or shom asachar, you putter because this is not bechlal shmira. This is not considered shmira. Why? The shalok kibul lav el lishmor sachepet sheyeh berushus baylav v'yachzir ren lo b'shleimus. The din of shmira according to these mandamar is that you just it's just to protect it from outside forces. You lock, put it under lock and key. You shmira. So they say you put it under lock and key. You're not chayev. You want to sell it so it doesn't lose it. That's meishav aveda. Will you violate the inyan of meishav aveda? Yes. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. According to the Magen Aram, you should go according to the other mandamar in the Machne Ephraim that shmira means you have to protect it from any instance of it being lost. And you have to protect it from being lost with din chametz. It's not because of asr mana. You fail to do so. You chayiv, just like in our case, you would say that if you didn't sell the fruits, you would become chayiv. Okay, that's the lamdas for today. Okay, what? Daily dose of lamdas. Maybe that's another the next art scroll book. They have though in it. They have one line. Okay, so my timer. So Gemara says my timer. What's the reason why the Tanakhama said that you don't sell them? You don't sell the fruit. So he says, Amar Rav Kahana, Machlokas, but the reason is, Adam wrote to the Kafshalo, Mitisha Kamashal Chavero. For whatever the reason is, a person prefers to have his own stuff, even one kav, more than nine kav from somebody else. You work hard for something, you want to enjoy what's yours. You don't want to have takes from somebody else. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amri says, no, the different reason, Chashinon, we have a Chashash, Shema Asan HaMafkid Shuma Umaiser HaMokam Acher. We're Choshish that maybe the Mafkid said that the fruits that he left by the Nifkad, it become Shuma, and Machlokas about Meister, because Meister is not a big issue. Maybe it's Meister Sheni, or maybe it's according to the din of maybe it's Meister, it's Trumas Meister, or maybe it's according to Shita of Rav Meir. But the point being that maybe you made these food items Truma in order to potter some other thing that you have, and if you tell this guy to sell it, this is Truma, and you give it to a non-Jew who's eating Truma. So Tosfos asks a question that he deals with: is that how is it possible to be choshes for this? We have the halacha is that you're only allowed to be mafish Truma min hamukaf. Only from what's nearby. Not supposed to be mafish tachav. It's not supposed to be mafish truma from something that's not close by. So Tosfos deals with that issue. So the Gemara now is going to ask a question of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said the reason is because we're worried that he made a truma. So Meisve, we have a brice that says hamakio peirots etzel chaveiro. Someone puts peirots by his friend. Harezeh the nifkad lo yiga behen the nifkad shouldn't sell them. Lefichach now therefore since the halacha is that the nifkad can't sell them. Balabais also Truma Meiser al Makom Acher. Because he can't sell them, we have no worries, so the Balabais can make them Truma Sur Meiser. Because he's not, the Nifkat's not going to sell them, there's no issue. So Bishlam Rav Kahana, that makes sense according to Rav Kahana. His time was because other Motzer Bekashal Yosef Tishu Kavin. So Hayat Katan Lefikach. Therefore, because you're not allowed to sell it, you have no worries of Truma Sur Meiser. El Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said the whole reason why of Tana Kama was Yehoshesh, maybe it was Mafish with Truma, my Lefikach. What do you mean Lefikach? It's backwards. The reason we're choshes for Chumas and Maestros, that's why you're not allowed to sell it. It's not because you're not allowed to sell it that you have no issue of Chumas and Maestros. So our answer is, Mar says Hachika Amar. This is what the Mishnah says. Really, lichatchila, it wasn't what the Balabais wasn't mutter lichatchila wasn't mutter for the Balabais to be mafris Chumas and Maestros from these payers because there's a chash. Maybe the payers will lose value and then Nifka will sell them. But once we said that the Nifka can't sell them, right? So therefore, Hashu the Amar Rabbanon lo nizabein, right? The Chayshinon because we're choshesh, because maybe he made them Chumas and Maestros. Then left the Nifichah Balabais also on Chumas and Maestros al Makom Acher. So it seems to be that first we said you're not allowed to make them Chumas and Maestros. But therefore, so then the Chacham came and said, don't sell them because he may make them Shumer Meiser, so it goes back, now you're allowed to make them Shumer Meiser. Okay. Alright. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas in the Das of Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, if they're riding away, you can't sell them. So, Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Machlokas b'chdei chisronam, aval yoter yosem b'chdei chisronam, dibrei kol mochon b'vezdim. He only says that you don't sell them when, is if the value if it's only a regular amount of depreciation. If it's depreciating, the accountants will tell you, you know, you take your depreciation value, you get a tax deduction. If they're depreciating more than they're useful, than they're supposed to, then even according to the Tanakhama, you can sell them to Beis Din. I guess you have to know the product. The product has a certain value, a certain lifespan, and if it depreciates more and more than it's supposed to over time, it's supposed to have 10-year depreciation, and depreciated 5 years in 1 year, that's too long, too much. So in that instance, even the Tanakhama agrees that you go to Beis Din and you sell it in order to save the mafkid from this loss. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether this Shita Rabbi Yochanan is tolerating the machlokas that we just had before about what the reason is why Tanakhama said you don't sell them. So either Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak vade plige. This Maimonides is definitely cholik on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Why? Because Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said the whole reason why you don't sell it is because you're worried about Truma Meiser. So who cares the rate of depreciation? You still have to be worried about Truma Meiser. But either Rav Kahana, mi lema pligi, is this cholik on Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said the reason is because the person wants one of his more than nine of somebody else's. So, kika amar Rav Kahana, bichdechi saran ka'amar. Maybe Rav Kahana says the person only wants his more than somebody, that less of his over more of somebody else's, only if it's a regular amount of loss. Alright? Right? Bichdechi saran. But if it's losing a lot more value, in other words, a person's willing to sacrifice a certain percentage to make it his. But a larger percentage, maybe he doesn't want to sacrifice. He'd rather the value. So he says, wait a second. V'har rotsa b'kav shelo, mitisha kav shel chaveiro. It says you want one kav of yours more than nine kav of somebody else. That's a huge amount. It's a huge difference. So do we take that literally? He says, no. Guzma ba'alma. That was just an exaggeration, but he's mode, but Yosef b'chtei chisronon, it's other for the Adam to sell his thing than to take such a huge loss. Okay? Fine. Meisveis. Now we ask another question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah said, "Lefikach balabais oseh oson chuma umaiser al makom acher." Right? We said because that the payros, right, according to Tanakhama, since the payros are losing value, but nevertheless the nifkot can't sell them. Therefore, the balabais can make chumas umaiser al makom acher. Aye, but if they're making, but why can't he make chumas umaiser? V'lechos dilma habu yosim etei chisronon v'zabinu. Maybe it was losing value to a large amount of value, and therefore he was permitted to sell it, according to Rav Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore ka'ocha tavolim. And therefore, what would have happened? The nifkad sold the produce, which was losing a tremendous amount of value, sold the produce prior to the makid being mafish truma, and therefore the makid thought he was mafish truma. In reality, he wasn't mafish truma, and the tevel that he still has is still tevel, and he's eating tevel. Big problem. So the Gemara says, Yosim etei chisronon l'chshchiach. It's not much that something is going to depreciate in value so quickly, and not in the normal rate. The Gemara is not satisfied with that. Right, okay, but v'imish takhei. So it's not shchiach. What happens if we find out a case where it does lose value? Right, you bought a lemon. You know, a bad. I mean, not a lemon. Lemon. You bought a bad item. Imish takhei my. He can sell it. What you have to do is, if it's maybe the Baal Bayis made it Shumas for Meiser, right? And the Lokeach didn't know, right? The Lokeach didn't know that these were made Shumas for Meiser. Now these items, these foodstuffs that he's being sold, are Truma. And the Lokeach may be Yisrael. He's eating Truma now. So Gemara says, Kim is Abina Nami, the Kohanim Truma Zanile. No. When Yochanan says that you're allowed to sell it, you're allowed to sell it to a kohen, and for the price of truma. I mean, it's a much truma sells at a much lower price because there's much less demand. You know, Adam Smith says in the Gemara, it's demand's lower, the price is lower, right? But kohanim, but they made truma zamin lehu, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. So if it does lose value and you agree to sell, you don't have a chash that the kohen is eating truma because the kohen is going to be a kohen who's allowed to eat truma. Okay. So you just have to hold. So the Gemara says, okay. Then according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, right? Who was Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that even if it loses value more than Kedei Chisronon, it's usher to sell, right? Because that was only Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who was Chosh Hashem Asher Mafkid Truma Meiser B'Makom Acher. So why doesn't he say Din Is Beninu LeKohanim B'Nei Truma? Let's say, right? Let's just let him sell it to the Kohanim. And B'nai Truma. Why are you always worried? His whole chash was maybe he made Truma, so just sell it to a kohen. And you don't have to worry about it. You'll save the produce, and you'll get rid of the issue of it possibly being Truma. Okay, so I'm not so clear what Gemara says here, but B'hok Pliki. No, this is the Gemara said, the Gemara answers, this is the exact point. This is the machlokas between Rabbi Baruch Hanna and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Rabbi Baruch Hanna Sava, Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, Yoseh Michdei Chesronon Lo Shchiach Midi. Something to depreciate in value so much, and so quickly, I guess, is not a shchiach. V'chim is tachach, and if it's going to depreciate so much, l'kamehu d'havei, it's only going to happen after a long time. It doesn't happen right away. It only happens after a long time. Right? L'kamehu d'havei yesem echdei chisronon. It's only going to happen a long time. And e avidiluhu balabayis truma meiser malkam achar. If the balabayis is going to actually make this produce truma meiser on something else, mikamei dahavilu yoser mitechison avilhu. He would have done it prior to the this extreme depreciation. It would have only depreciated this point in 5 months' time, but he would have made a truma meiser in right away. Right? Therefore, when the payrolls reached the point of Yosef Mifteh Chisronam, so now we have a chash that maybe, we don't have a chash that he's going to make Chumas U'Maiser now, the chash that he made them previously Chumas U'Maiser. Maybe he made the Chumas U'Maiser before they lost their value. And therefore, if you sell them to the Zarim at this time, they're going to be machshel them by eating truma. So therefore, nesbininu l'kohanim v'dei truma. So therefore, you have to sell them to kohanim v'dei truma. But Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak savar that he says the metzias of peros losing yeser michtei chisrona mishkach shchiach. It happens often. And when it does happen, ki havel hula alter. There's something wrong. If it's going to lose its value, that means there's something. I don't understand what the machlokas. It's mamash machlokas and metzias. He says they're going to lose the value immediately. Right? If it's bad, it's bad. It's going to lose the value immediately. Right, the alter who the habiluhu, the e amarta nizvininu. Right, so therefore, it lost its value right away, and also people take truma the meiser off of it right away. Right, so the e amarta nizvininu zimnin dekadim nizvanluhu. So maybe since you see it's losing value right away, you're going to sell it right away, and therefore you're going to sell it prior to the balabayas making. Prior to the balabayas making truma, taking truma to meiser, the kadosh zidluhu b'chi aviluhu, and then the aviluhu balabayas truma to meiser. Malkam acher lo yada dezabna. He won't know that it was sold. Vid ka ochel tvalim, and then the balabayas will be ochel tvel because he thought he sold it. He thought he was mafish truma. The truma wasn't his anymore. It was sold. And it doesn't make a difference if he sold it to a kohen because it's still not his anymore. Right, that's what she said. Tosas asked that question. How do you do that? A chaver doesn't do that. The halacha is you're not allowed to be Torah shalom in a mukaf. You have to.
That's not because it could be
nechshol. That's one of the dinim when it comes to truma.
Right.
So you have that dinim when it comes to truma. So what are you doing this for? Why are you even being choshesh for this? Right. He's not here. It wasn't the time of emails or telegraphs. It was the guy went to Medina Sayyam. That's why he was mafkin it. Right. Right. No, he let it be truma and let it sit there. The guy's now on the ship. He's got truma. He's got tevel. But if he doesn't do anything right now, he can't eat anything. He's on the ship on the way to Phoenicia. You know, he doesn't know what to do. So he needs to do something to matter the food that he has. So he's going to offer something. I have this. We had the case before. We had the four chachamim. We're on the ship, and he lent it to somebody else. We had a whole machlokas of what happened over there. It happens. It happened. Nowadays, you send an email. Listen, I'm being mafresh truma meiser. I've been sending IM. Don't worry. I'm going to instant message you that this is truma meiser. Maybe it's different now. I don't know. So now the Gemara asks another question on Rav Yochanan. Okay? Rav Yochanan was the one who said that even the Tanakhama holds that if it's Yosim, if they chisorn on the Tanakhama is motor to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're allowed to sell it in Beis Din. So Meisvei Hamakid Peiros Eitzel Chavei of Yerkivu. You lent, you deposited Peiros by your friend and they rotted. Or Yayin Hichmitz, wine and it soured. It turned into vinegar. Shemen Vehivish or oil and it also spoiled. Or Dvash Vehivish and or honey and it spoiled. Right? Hare Ze Lo Yigobehen. The Nifgad doesn't touch them. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the words of Rav Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim saying, in this case, Osim LeTakana, you make a Takana, Umochron Beveizdin, and you sell it Beveizdin, because Umochron, Mochron LaChayim, Eno Mochron LaAtzmo. You sell it to other people, not to himself, so people are in Choshu that maybe he sold it for such a cheap price and took advantage of the situation. Right, let's finish the brisa. Chayotzebo, similarly, Gabet Staka, Bismarch, Ein Lehmanim LeChalik, Gabet Staka has all these coins. Some of the coins, they get ruined. Copper coins, they have copper coins, silver coins, the copper coins get ruined. But he doesn't have any aniyim to give out the money to, so what does he do? Bismarch, Ein Lehmanim LeChalik, Portim LeAcherim, Ein Portim LeAtzmo. He does is he exchanges the copper coins for other coins, but he exchanges it with other people, not with himself, so he should be above Shash, because maybe he'll take advantage of the exchange, people think he took advantage of the exchange rate. It wasn't exactly what it was, and he took a higher price. Right? Potem lachem ve'ein potem la'atzmo. Same thing, gabay tam choy, the person in charge of the soup kitchen. Bizman she'ein lahem anim l'chalik. There's no, Baruch Hashem, there's no anim right now who need the food. Mochrim lachem ve'ein mochrim la'atzmo. He sells the food to other people, not to himself. Make sure it's a fair deal. He's above reproach. Nevertheless, katonimias, the price says, peros ve'her kivu, if they're peros and they got rotted, according to Rabbi Meir, well, you're not allowed to sell them. You can't touch them. So we're talking about here kivu, right? They rotted away. So my love, afilu yesem echdei chisaron. Aren't we dealing with a case where they rotted more than they're supposed to, more than normal, and yet Rav Meir says don't do anything, which goes against Rav Yochanan, who says everyone agrees if it's yosem echdei chisaron, you do, you're allowed to sell them. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case, mechdei chisaron. We're talking about, this is a regular case. It's mechdei chisaron, and the machlokas, Rav Meir Chacham, is the same machlokas, our Tanakam, Rav Shem Gamaliel. If it's regular mechdei chisaron, are you allowed to sell them or not? Gemara says, wait a second, how can he tell me that it's pechdei chisronon? He's a mamish ruined. Look at the words of the mission of the Brisa. Yayin v'hichmitz, shem v'hivish, dvash v'hivish, yesem v'tei chisronon in him. This is more than it's supposed to be. They got ruined. That's yet. If you're getting ruined, it's yesem v'tei chisronon. So Gemara says, no, yesh chalik. You can make a chiluk, shani honey. You can be chalik between the yayin, shemen, and dvash, and the peros. You have to be chalik between the peros of kivu and the yayin, because the peros, if they're rotting, right, what would happen? Gemara's assumption is that the peros are rotting. If you don't sell them, then they'll continue to rot. Right? They'll just continue to rot until you're completely lost. Therefore, you should sell them. But by the kilkul of the yayin and the shemen and dvash, kevan the kum. Once they rotted, that's it. They're not going to get any worse. They're done. They're not going to get any worse. Right? Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, kevan the kum, the last Rashi. Me akar sha'amdu bil kilkulam. They're not going to get ruined any further. But peros will constantly get, it's got to be a point where the peros are ruined also, you know, when the worms eat it away to the core, I guess the peros are, yeah?
I know it sounds silly going back with the transplant, but what's the understanding when the guy runs, gives the stuff to the person anyway to watch? Is this considered
just
something found, or is this
something
that he gives him as a mafkid?
He's a mafkid. He says, a mafkid peros
eitzel chamero.
He gave him the shmirah. No, here you wash these for me. And he didn't explicate what's supposed to be. I'm sure if you put a contract and tell you what to do, then you go by that. But here it's a stam case.
If the stuff would have been by the original owner, it also would have rotted.
Yeah.
So why, that's the natural way, even if it got worse fast, that's the natural way.
Right, so the question is, what's, we had in the beginning, what's the din of a shomer? Is a shomer just there to put it on the lock and key and to protect it from outside things happening to it? Just to be shomer it from something happening to it from the outside? Or is a shomer to protect it from all instances of loss? And that was the chakira that the Machna Ephraim brought down. So it depends. I think it's totally on that. I'll tell you on that. To me, it's mistaber to say that. You watch it, make sure nothing happens to it. Nothing means includes everything. Make sure it doesn't rot, make sure nothing happens to it. But the Umar says that's not necessarily, that's a machlokas. Whether that's what's that. If you, listen, you have a case of a shomer socher or a shomer chinam, and they contract, I'm not going to get paid, but you know what? I'll be chayef for gzeila veda. So, chayef for gzeila veda, you made a contract. You can do that. So if they explicate exactly what to do. Right, but it's a natural process. Are you chayef for that natural process? It's under lock and key. Nothing can happen to it. You know, there's nothing extraneous can happen to it. This is just natural. Am I chayef for natural? So the Gemara says, right, so the Gemara had said, right, came in the kum, since they're done with their, there's nothing more that can happen to them. So therefore, Rav Meir says, in those cases, Rav Meir, you don't sell them, because there's no takana by selling them. You're not going to save anything out of it. So now, okay, but by the peros, maybe by the peros, you would sell it, because you can save them. I don't understand, but the Mishnah lumped them, the Brisa lumped them all together. So making a chiluk between the Gemara's making a chiluk between one case and another case in the same line in the Brisa. It looks like that was bothering you also. I think we passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you have to sell it. Oh, that, I mean, that's probably another circumstance that has to be taken into consideration. The Gemara doesn't talk that, but I think it depends where. So let's say that it's talking. The Mishnah is talking what's in your warehouse, and there's nothing there. You kept it separate, right? You know, you put it in a lockbox away from everything else. Okay, so the Braisa said that by shemen dvash, according to Chachamim, you should sell it, right? So the Gemara says, so why are you selling it? What do you accomplish by selling it? What can you use with this rotted, spoiled stuff? Right, if you sold fruits that are on the way to rot, so some people can eat it. It's not totally gone yet, but these things are totally gone. What are you going to use it for? For shemen the hivish, drash the hivish, lemay chazu. What are they good for? So shemen chazu ligildoi for the I think it's for the leather strapper. Is for the, what's he say? Yeah, the leather workers. It smooths out smooths the leather. Okay, and dvash the kitisha the gamle. The dvash you can put some sort of ointment. It's like A&D ointment. You can put on the back of the camels to make to heal them from some blisters or something like that, right? Just to get they got from the weight of the thing. They got blisters. They get chafed. So you put this ointment on it. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the Chachamim said the Chachamim Omrim Oselem Takana Mochrim Beis Din. You do the takana and you sell them to Beis Din. You sell them. What takana are we doing over here? They're ruined. So he says, "My takanta avid lehu amar vashili kankanim." Takanta means you're trying to fix it. So what are you trying to fix? Here he says for the kankanim, for the actual cans, because you got to get the root, the bad stuff out, because you want to save the barrels, right? Barrels are useful. Scotch barrels are useful. You don't want to ruin the barrels by having them become putrid. So the takanta is to sell these to save the barrels. So b'maika miflagi. What's the machlokes of Meir Chachamim if their necks are yosim with the chisronam, whether you let us sell them? B'maika miflagi. So the Mar of Meir Savar Hefsim Meruba Chashish, right? Hefsim Meruba Chashu Hefsim Muad Lo Chashu Hefsim Meruba Abi Choshish. Here, there's no Hefsim anymore. No Hefsim Meruba because stuff is ruined already. And the Hefsim Muad about the Kankanim. I guess he wasn't in the Scotch business. The Hefsim Meruba about the Kankanim. I'm not Choshish for that. That's a Hefsim Muad. But Mar Savar the Chachamim say Afidu Hefsim Muad Nami Choshishu. Even for the small loss of the barrels, they're also Choshish. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yimkrim Beisdin Mipneishu Kimeishu Veda Levayim. Shimon says that you mocher to Beisdin because it's like your Meishu Veda Levayim. We said earlier, what happens if you don't sell it? Are you chayiv? You chayiv if you don't sell it. Is it a pshi and a shmira, or is a Meishu Veda really literal that you're only a Meishu Veda? And if you didn't sell it, what happened was is you violated the issur of not being Meishu Veda, but still there was no monetary obligations. Okay. So Itmar Chacham said Itmar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rava Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Kedibri Chachamim. Rava says the name of Nachman that Halacha is like Chachamim. So now the Gemara is going to ask, why does Rav Yochanan have to tell me beferish that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? V'ha Amar Rav Yochanan Chad Azimna. Didn't Rav Yochanan tell us once that Amar Rabbi Barachana Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Makom Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu. Any time Rav Shimon Gamliel is listed in our Mishnah, that the Halacha Kamoso. The Halacha is like him, except for three instances, which is Me'arav Vitzayidon V'raya Achrona. The case of Arav is talking about whether the Malva can take the money from the Arav, even if the Lova has Nechasim. The Tzaydon is talking about a case where a person gave his wife a get on condition that she gives him the coat, and she lost the coat and gives him the money instead. Is the Tznai still Kayim in that case? And Rayachron, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talks about bringing Edim late. I'm not sure what the case is. Nevertheless, in every case except for those three, Rav Yochanan already told us the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why does Rav Yochanan have to, this isn't one of these three cases, so why does Rav Yochanan have to explicate that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel here? So Gemara says, Amoroyim ninu v'libu Rav Yochanan. As a machlokas Amoroyim in a das Rav Yochanan as to whether or not Rav Yochanan actually holds the Halacha is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So there are those who say that he doesn't always hold the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Here he does hold the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we have to say clearly to make so that even the other ones who don't always hold that way, in this case, that even they agree that the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case. I believe it's possible that the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that you have to deal with the pikadon that's rotting away. The best case scenario is draft up some understanding beforehand. Right? Hire a lawyer. Okay. Not you. All right. So now the Gemara tries to use our case to compare it to a similar case between that has another machlokes in Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Mid Rav Shimon ben Gamliel from the halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the pears are losing value, you know, the nifkat is supposed to sell them. Nishma, we should learn the mardin karov lemichsei shavui. It's a guy is taken captive. He's not here, and his fields are going to waste. No one's working his fields. So Beis Din should bring a karov, meaning one of his yarshim should be put down into the field to work the field, so it doesn't go to waste, right? And because you want to save the field, right? Just like the nifkat's supposed to save the produce, so to here let the karov, the yorish, save the field. So, but with the rabbanan nishma the emor and karov nixay shavu. And from the rabbanan you should learn that you don't have to send someone to save the field. Let it just sit. You don't have to. You just let it sit. Umimai, why do you have to say this is the same din? Maybe the only reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to sell the produce is because you're going to lose the actual principal. The whole thing's going to rot away. By the field, Hachanami to Amoridin. Maybe you don't have to, you don't send anybody down because the land's still going to be there. It's become a mess. But the actual principle, it's still going to be there. Eventually, you chop away the weeds and the field will still be there. Or, Va'adkan, look, Amir Rabban and Hacha. Maybe the Rabban say that the Nifka doesn't have to sell the fruits. It's only in our case. Ella Ikrav Kahana Ikrav Nachman, because he's choshes either because of Rav Kahana, about one person wants one cob of his more than nine cob of somebody else, or Ikrav Nachman because of the chashash, maybe he made a truma on payers of a beso. Aval Hasam, but in the case of the Nishma, you don't have those chashos, so Hachanami the Demorogen, maybe in that case you would bring down. So it's no riot either way. So Gemara says, wait, Lemaim, are you telling me the trade time in you? That there are two different reasons for each of these halachos? Vaha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Achrav Shimon Gamliel, Vaha Amar Shmuel, Morogen Kav Nasei Shavoy. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in both cases. I don't understand. Have lav mishum lechad taimahu. Isn't it because of one time, the same reason? Lo trei taimin ninu. It's two different reasons. Shmuel happens as the pasuk like Rav Shimon Gamliel in both cases, but it's two different reasons. And hachinam mistabra, and it's also mistabra to say it's two separate reasons because the Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha kedivrei chachamim. Rav Nachman said the halacha is like kedivrei chachamim in our mishnah. But Amar Rav Nachman moradin karov lenichsei shavoy. He doesn't, but he passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the nichsei shavoy. If you say it's from one reason, it's a split sock. But if you say it's from two different reasons, there's no split sock. It passes in one case like one, in another case like another person. El shmamina, trei taimin ninu shmamina. It's from two different reasons. You can't say that because he learns one thing here, he says something else in the other case. It's not the same reason. Okay. Now they're going to bring out that machlokas about margin cover of krovim and nichsei shavoy. So itmar. Shavoy shenishba. Guy's taken captive. Rav Amar a margin karav nechasav. Rav says you don't bring down a karav into the fields, right? I guess the reason is because maybe it's a suffix whether the guy's coming back and you bring somebody into the field. Who knows what he's going to do with it? He's going to ruin it. He's going to dig in it. Who knows what he'll do with it? Shmuel Amar moridin karav nechasav. You bring a karav into nechasav. Maybe this guy's gone. Let's put the yorish in here anyway. Let him have the field. So bishah shamu bo mace. If you heard that the prisoner was killed, kuli amilo pligi de moridin. Everyone agrees that you can be morid a karav into the nechasim. He can go down. Fine. He can go down. The Ritva asked, well, how can you do that? First of all, you're not morid in yorshim l'nachla without edus brura. That's the halacha. There's no edus. Shamu. How are you doing it here? Okay. So maybe we'll get to that in the, is that the eighth parak of Bava Basra, all about nachlas. Right? Kuli amalo plead the morid. Kli plead ki b'shalo sham bo shemes. They didn't hear that he died. Rav amar a mordim. You don't send anybody down. Dilma masid lahu, because maybe he's going to be masid the karka with his work. He's not going to let any land lie fallow. He's going to, whatever he's going to do with it, he's going to be makhish the karka, or he won't fertilize it appropriately. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Moridin, we are Morid, and we're not choshen, he's going to ruin it. And Kevin to Amar Mar, Shamin al Huka Aris. Shmuel says, we're not worried about it, because what do? We make him into an Aris. Meaning, we don't make it completely his field. We make him into a sharecropper. And he gets a percentage of the field. So therefore, he's not going to ruin the field, because if he doesn't treat the field appropriately, he's going to get nothing out of it. Right? Shemina luhu ka'aris, and therefore lo masid luhu. So that's the machlokas. So meisvi, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lezer says, he brings out a pasuk in Shmos, the pasuk says, v'chara api, right? Like an angry, v'arati eschem v'charev, and I'll kill you with a sword, ayu nesheichem almanos, and your wives will be almanos, ubenechem yisomim, and your children will be yisomim. So mimashma shenemar v'chara api v'araki eschem, yodeya anishin eshoseim almanos ubenei misomim. If I'm going to kill you, then your women are obviously going to become almanos, and your children become misomim. Elamatam alomar, what's the pasuk come to teach us? Vayu nesheichem, become almanos milamid, eshoseim evachnos ninasa ve'em anichinosan. We're not going to let them, because they're not going to know whether you're killed or not. Right? And ubeneim, rotsim liyeir l'nichsei avim, your children want to inherit you, but the em anichinosan, and we're not going to let you. So therefore, you see, this is Bryce that says that if you don't know for sure, you can't go, you can't yorish into the field. So Amarava, no. Bryce is talking about, but when it says that the bundim can't be yordim nichse avia, it means leyered v'lim kortana. It means you can't go into the fields completely. They have a right to be yored, but they don't have a right to have complete ownership to sell. So now the Gemara brings a maisa in Neharda. How they ubda b'Neharda. There was a maisa in Neharda where somebody became prisoner, and they were yorish into the nechasim. Upashta Rav Sheshes mehamas nisa, and Rav Sheshes passing from this brisa that ain mordim karav nechasim, and therefore he wanted to take the nechasim out. Amalei Rav Amram. Rav Amram said dilma liyeir limkor tanan. Maybe just what did Rav say? Liyeir limkor. Don't tell me that you can't go at all. He can go down, but he just can't sell it. So Amalei. So Rav Sheshes says back to Rav Amram. I love the Talmudic insults. Dilma mi pumbedisaot. Maybe you are from pumbedisa. The malia pila b'kofa demachto. You're trying to squeeze an elephant into like a needle hole. Is that how he translates it? try to squeeze an elephant into a needle. Meaning you're trying to make, you're trying to force a pshat. That's not what the pasuk says. It says woman, and it says yisumin. V'hadumi l'nishol seim uvneim katani. Mahas, and just like by the woman, klal lo, they can't get married at all. Avhacha, so too, by the nechasei aveim, klal lo, they can't go into the fields at all. If the guy's taken prisoner, you can't go into the fields at all. Okay. So the whole, now, the Gemara says now, there's a machlokas tanoim. This whole thing is also machlokas tanoim, whether you're karol v'nichsei shavoy. V'mordin karol v'nichsei shavoy tanahi. The sign you're going to brisa, hayorid v'nichsei shavoy. If someone goes down, as a family member goes down to the fields of the shavoy, to work the field, like an aris, we said, ein motzin oso miyodo. You don't take it away from him. I mean, he's supposed to go down. V'lo od, and not only that, el afilu shama shem memashmin ubayin, even if you hear that the bialim is coming back, the kadam betalish for achal, and this aris takes all the fruit that's on the field, right? Hariz is zaris v'niskar. Good for him. He was smart. Could have took a big business deal. Okay, he took the fruit. So according to this Tanakhama, you can't do it. You can do it. I don't know what the other machlokas is, though. The Elohim nechasim shvuyim. What's considered nechasim shvuyim? Harei shayya aviv o'achiv o'echa min amorishin hochul ha-medinas hayam v'shoahen shemetz. Nechasim shvuyim is where the father, the brother, or somebody that I would be yorish went to medinas hayam, and we hear that they died, then I can go into the fields. Now the Mishnah says, however, hayori l'nechasim netushin. To go into Nixay Nitushin, then Motzino Somiyondo. Nixay Nitushin, you take away from him. The Elohei Nixay Nitushin. What are Nixay Nitushin? Harishi Aviv, O Achiv, O Echam, and Amorishin, Hochel, and Medina Sayam, Vilo Shom of Hen Shemes. And we didn't hear that they died. That's Nixay Nitushin that you can't go into. Vamar of Shem Begamliel, Shamati Shem Nitushin Kishuyin. Shem Begamliel says, no, Nitushin like Shuyim, meaning you can go into their fields. And the third case the Brisa brings down, Hayori Le Nixay Ritushin. Right, first we had Nixay Shavoy, Nitushin, now we have Ritushin. That's Motzi no Somiyado. He can't go to them at all. The Elohim Nixay Ritushin, Hareshah Yaviv, O Achiv, O Echav, Min Amor Shinkan, they were here. The Eliodel Hechon Achol, they disappeared in town. That's Nixay Ritushin, you can't go to. Let's just finish up. Maishna Hanach the Karlu Nitushin, Maishna Hanach the Karlu Ritushin. Why is one called Nitushin? Nitushin means he went away, but we didn't hear that he died. And Ritushin is that he's missing here. What's the difference? Psuk him. Nitushim is Bal Karchan. Nitushim means they were taken prisoner by Bal Karchan. Diksiv, Vashivi is Tishmetena Unitashta. Right? You were forced to let the land lie fallow. Nitisha is the idea of being forced. Right? That's Afkasu de Malka. But Ritushin is the Midaitan. Ritushin is they left by themselves. They walked away. They just disappeared by themselves. Diksiv, Pasuk in Hoshaya, the Kamsh on the Amchav Chomer Vatzarecha, Yushak Yishot Salam, Bes Arbeel, Beyom Nechama, Eim Abanim Ritusha. Hoshaya has a nevuah that the enemies are going to come and the children are going to run away. They're going to run away from the war, but they're going to leave voluntarily, basically. So that's the difference in Ritushim and Nitushim. Okay, so stop here.